Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week, I'm going to answer questions that no Christian can answer. Let me explain what I mean by that. There are so many posts and things on social media, back and forth between Christians and non-Christians. And there's an atheist group called Non Sequitur that claims to have answered all the questions that Christians have for atheists, and they've decided to ask questions that Christians cannot answer, is their claim. Of course, I'm going to answer them this week, however, because this is Trust the Bible. So if you want to see a link where they have gone and found atheists who have asked the questions that they believe no Christian can answer, you can go to the Facebook page, Trust the Bible. It is a group page, so find the group Trust the Bible on Facebook. If you do a search for it, it'll come up pretty quickly. And there are some questions posed there that go along with this week's program that you can comment on, jump in on the discussion. There's also a link there where you can see actual atheists ask these questions, assuming that no Christian can answer them. So let me go ahead and jump into the first one so that we can get as many of these in during the week as we can. The first one is, how is it rational to say the universe couldn't have been created from nothing through the Big Bang? But it is rational to say that God created everything literally from nothing. So let me explain the question a little bit first, so I make sure that you understand what they're asking. Those who believe that God has created the universe will often argue that it is impossible for the universe to be here if there is no God that created the universe. I mean, the only option that atheists have is that the universe came into being through the Big Bang, and, you know, what was here before the Big Bang? Well, nothing. So how did all of the known matter in the universe just kind of pop into existence out of nothing? That's impossible. Therefore, God must have created things. Now, the atheist is saying in response, okay, Christians, but you actually say that God created everything out of nothing. How is that any more logically sound? How does that make any more rational sense than saying that the universe came from the Big Bang? You believe God literally created the universe out of nothing. You have no way to answer that. That is the question a Christian cannot answer. Well, let me give you an answer for that one. All right, so there's a logical problem in the person's understanding, I think, in this question. I believe that God created the universe not out of literally nothing, but through Jesus Christ and through the power of his word. So God spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. It's not just that light came out of nothing. It is that a God who had a purpose and plan for creation spoke it into existence. And the vehicle through which he did this was Jesus Christ. Colossians 1 says, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for in him all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Now, the atheist can respond, okay, yes, God used his words, but you're saying that all of the universe popped into existence when God spoke. You know, you're still saying that physical things came out of nothing. Well, yes, I am. And I would say it is a miracle. God creating the universe through the power of his word is a supernatural event. I don't believe there is a physical, natural explanation for how the universe came into existence. I believe God has the power through his word to create things out of nothing. And there's no physical, natural explanation to it. I just believe that's what God can do. It is a miracle. That is the definition of a miracle. There's no natural explanation. One has to believe that God did it. And anything that God does that is a miracle, you know, that by definition, it is a miracle because there's no natural explanation. But here's where I think this is more sound than what the atheist is claiming. The atheist is claiming there is no God. There is no supernatural. There is no such thing as a miracle. And so the atheist is saying the universe popped into existence by natural causes alone, that nothing became something without any supernatural event, without any God, without any miracle. I, as a Christian, am saying the universe came into existence by a supernatural cause, through a miracle. Now, I would say the atheist is saying something that logically does not make sense. The atheist is saying something came from nothing without any supernatural cause, and there's no natural cause. They don't have any natural cause or supernatural cause. The theist is saying the universe came into existence through a supernatural cause, which logically makes sense. We have evidence of it because of what God has told us in his word, because of what Jesus himself personally told us, and he verified that he has authority over such things because he died and rose from the dead. I think a lot of these things ultimately come back to the resurrection. So there's nothing logically problematic or unreasonable about saying God created the universe from nothing. The atheist, it's a different story. The atheist is saying something came from nothing without any kind of supernatural cause. That doesn't really make any sense. All right, so that's question number one. I'm going to try to move through these as much as I can. So question number two, I'm not going to be able to finish today, but let me get it started. Why do Christians think you have to believe in some kind of God to have a basis for doing good? What is the basis for your morality? Is it the Bible? Is it really the Bible? The same Bible that doesn't condemn slavery or rape? Instead, the Bible says if your daughter is raped, she should marry her attacker. The Bible never once says slavery or rape is wrong. All right, let me give you the short answer in the time we have left today, and then I'll give you a longer answer to this tomorrow. But this is supposedly a question no Christian can answer. And they're saying, you know, you Christians say you have to believe in God to have morality. I think that's dead on. I do think you have to have a God for there to be such a thing as right and wrong. I think we all inherently know that there are some things that are just wrong. And it's not just that it's wrong to me or I feel like it's wrong, but it is wrong. What Hitler did in the Holocaust was wrong, okay? And we could go through many other examples of that. But if there is no God, that means this whole universe is here by chance. There's no reason for it to be here. There's no purpose for it to be here. And you and I just happen to be here. The universe could have been completely void of life, but it happens to be that everything is just right where this thing called life is possible to form, and it happened to form on Earth, and through, you know, the whole evolutionary process, we happen to be here, but we have no purpose or reason for being here. And if I want to live my life doing good to others, or, you know, there really isn't such a thing as good in this kind of world, if I want to live my life helping others, and I like doing that and want to do that, then good for me. If I want to live my life hurting others and bringing harm to others, who's to say that I shouldn't do that or can't do that? There is no purpose or reason or real morality. Now, many atheists say they like being kind to others. So I'm not saying atheists are bad people. I'm saying without God, there's no reason for an objective moral standard. And I think this is one of the big problems with atheism, because we all know that there is an objective moral standard, and God's the only way of explaining how that can be there. All right, so this person says, how can you make that argument, and at the same time you say you follow the Bible, a book that's full of immoral teaching? It has all these commands about things that don't really matter, and it never condemns rape, it never condemns slavery, and it says that someone who's raped should marry their attacker. Well, I'm going to give you the short answer today. That's just simply not true. I don't really know what they're talking about. I'm going to go through the Bible tomorrow and show you that, yeah, the Bible does condemn rape and slavery. So we'll look at that in more detail tomorrow. Remember, you can find more on this on the Facebook page, Trust the Bible. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.